What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mr. Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion, member of the best third line in hockey, which is a pretty awesome designation. You never hear about the best second line in hockey. I feel like it's either the best top line in the sport or the best third line in hockey, and you were part of the best third line in 09. There's never any best second lines, and I guess maybe sometimes there's a best fourth line once in a while out there, TK.
Yeah, I feel like there's like more 1-2 combos. You know what I mean? Like when Sid and Gino, the two-headed monster coming at you, like, I think that was pretty powerful. Even, like, when you think of fourth lines, the one in on the island with Clutterbuck.
The identity Martin. Line, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, like, they've made a name where they've figured out what their role is and be really good at it. I was lucky because, obviously, Staal could have been a higher centerman on a team where he had more opportunity. Just again, he kind of slotted in the third line, so I got a great opportunity to play with a great centerman. And then Cookie was Cookie, right? Like, he created a lot of space for us. He never knew what he was going to do, but I enjoyed playing with him.
What did you think technically, like, so if Staal was, hey, he's the center, he's like you just said, he could have been a second line center or whatever, playing down on the third line, what did you feel like your role was with those two? Did you feel like you were the scorer and Cook was the agitator, and then Staal was going to do a little bit of everything?
Yeah, I feel like Staal was like the guy that did everything. He scored. He's very good defensively. I was kind of the guy that bring like the speed, the energy. I can score, but obviously Staal, he had a pretty good scoring touch. But I was that guy that, you know, create energy, hard on the forecheck, turn pucks over, and Matt was more of like, if there was a scruffle, everyone always grabbed Matt Cook. You know, everyone wanted to kill him. So it was kind of nice because you knew no one was really going after you right away. They're always looking for Cookie. So that was nice. But again, for some reason, we just gelled very well. You know, we always knew where where each other were. We had great communication. And we always got like the third best pairing, right? Which was nice. The only tough thing sometimes at home, we would get the best line. Like, we'd get Ovechkin's line.
Ugh.
And it was like, all right, just don't get scored on and you've had a great game. And I was like, oh.
Slightly
don't have to score tonight. They're like, no, you just don't get scored on. It's like, all right. And then you know, you see Ovechkin like eating the ice in a warm up. You're like, all right, it's gonna be a fun one.
Sidney Crosby, there's a report out earlier this week in The Athletic, Tyler, that he and the team are getting pretty close here, that it could be any day now where they get a contract extension done. No specifics nailed down as definite, but people seem to think it's going to be 3 years. So that would give him 4 years left with the team. If and when this happens and it's a three-year extension, how motivated do you think Sidney Crosby would be to keep playing if 4 years down the road he's still looking like one of the upper echelon players in the league, top 10, top 15 guy, and he's defying that aging curve? Do you think he wants to keep going beyond these 4 years that people kind of speculate he'll have here?
Yeah, I think Sid's like in his glory days. You know, like, the pressure's off him. He's won 3 Stanley Cup. He proved that he's an elite of elite, top 5 ever to play. I think now when I watch Sid play, like, he just loves winning and just loves the game. You know, I think at the beginning of his career, he felt a lot of pressure. And I think a lot of guys at their beginning of their career, like, you know, Connor Bedard, to produce and show that they can do it at the next level. And I think Sid had so much pressure at the beginning of his career. Now, he's just playing, you know, pressure-free, carefree. And I think that's why he's playing so good at so late in his age, because he's enjoying playing the game, being around the guys, and he enjoys that competition of, you know, people you know, all these young guys that used to watch him, now they get to actually play against him and be like, wow, this is so cool. Like, this guy was my hero. I was in his little learn to play program. Now I'm playing against him. Like, it must be so cool, and it must be cool for Sid too. But I think he's going to be a guy that you're going to have to cut the skates off him with how ingrained hockey is. And to be as good as he is, your life has to be surrounded by hockey, and you have to, you know, you got to live and breathe it, and especially him. So it'll be very tough. You know, it'd be very tough to see him transition out of the game. But I can see him staying in the game, doing something, you know, either ownership, which maybe it's changed now, but maybe a GM or something like that. I think I can see him staying in the game for sure.
TK, I wonder about this because he always, as a player, the one thing I think we've all said, he represents the city incredibly well. You know, not a peep off the ice negative that you've ever heard about the guy. I mean, I don't even hear off the record stories that are anything but like complimentary about Sid. And then in the locker room, win or loss, he always seems to say the right thing, rarely gets annoyed, and he rarely makes it about himself. It's always about the team. So it's everything you'd want out of a captain. In your, you know, you knowing the guy the way you do, having been his teammate, and you just talked about the pressure's off of him, you know, the way it's still very much on a guy like McDavid. But how motivated do you think he is by individual stats now? He's won three cups. You know, his legacy is cemented as an all-time top five great. Like, he's got this year, if he gets a point per game again this year, he shatters the record that Gretzky holds with him right now for a point per game consecutive seasons. How motivated do you think he is by that stuff?
I think he's motivated. I think he's motivated in a different way. I think he's motivated to show the young guys that he's still the top dog. You know, I think when a McDavid comes here or a Connor Bedard, I think he's motivated to show them like what he can do. You know, I don't think it's too much about like shattering records for him. It's more about him, you know, being better than their top players. I think that's what motivates Sid. You know, again, his competitiveness, his compete level's off the charts. Like, again, we used to play, you know, you throw the garbage in the garbage can. If Sid missed, he'd be there all night, you know, just trying to get it in. Or, like, if you played posts. Like, I would play, you know what posts is? So after practice, you got to hit every post once, and then you're done.
Okay.
So everyone play just for fun. And I remember playing with Sid, and I used to just hit the post and that's it. Sid would make you hit the post and go in. So it was like a completely different, harder game to play. Ugh. And I think I squeaked one in on him. I swear to God, like, we played five times in a row and he beat me the next five times. But it was like just pretty much saying, like, that was so lucky, TK. Like, I don't know how you beat me, but that's just him. You know, he's competitive. He loves to win. And, you know, I think he's definitely going to be motivated this year. You know, again, I think a lot of people are writing them off. You know, a lot of people are writing them off already or saying they're not going to make playoffs. Like, I think guys like Sid, Malkin, Letang, they thrive on people betting against them. So I'll be interested to see how it goes because it's going to be an uphill battle for them. Like, when you see other teams around the league, especially in their division, like, they're getting stronger. Like, the Devils, they're going to be in the playoffs this year with the way they picked up guys. You know, New York is still strong. Carolina, like, they're going to have they have their work cut out. But, again, he's a guy that you never, you know, bet against. And I think he's going to want to prove – that they can make playoffs. Like, could you ever see Sid not making playoffs 3 years in a row?
No,
two years in a row.
2 years in a row is a shock to the system. So I'm with you on that one. Last one for you, TK, before we let you run. I'm seeing like people in town, you know, local reporters are covering prospect development camp right now, and it's hilarious because we all joke that the Cup final happened, and then it's like it's the draft, free agency, and then next season will start before you know it. How long would Tyler Kennedy give himself to recover in the offseason, a true vacation offseason, before it was ramp-up time to get ready to roll again?
When I was younger, like 20 to 25, I'd give myself like a month to 6 weeks.
And that's eating whatever you want, golfing, a couple of drinks, like the whole nine yards here?
Complete beauty at home. Like that. That is just having fun, traveling, doing that. But you have to remember, my first 2 years, we went to the cup final, lost, went to the cup final again, and we won. I only took like 4 weeks off, 3 or 4 weeks. And because I was like literally, like it was 2 weeks before August. I'm like, I'm leaving in a month. Like, I better start getting on the ice. But it was only like 4 weeks off the ice. And skating with the guys back home, I didn't miss a beat. Like, I was like, wow, I'm still in shape. I still feel great. By like Christmas, I was like pulling muscles. I was sick of hockey because I didn't give myself time. But I'd always give myself a month off. At the end of my career, even I've been around Sid a little bit, the new generation of guys, they don't really stop. Oh. Like, when you get older, it's harder to find your, you know, find all the touches, you know, the speed. So they just slowly stay in it. You know, they never, they kind of stay with it, but they never, like, plateau. You know what I mean? They're always kind of in shape and non-shape. And then, like, the last 3 weeks of August, they kind of push and they're ready to go. But just talking to a guy like Sid, he's like, I can't take 3 weeks off. It's just too hard to get back. Ugh. So he goes, I just consistently skate and go from there. And, you know, again, that's what I kind of used to do because I'd listen to Sid. You know, weird.
TK, we'll talk again soon. Thanks as always, man.
Hey, we got to golf. We got to get the cameras. We got
to
golf.
You see this you see this logo? I have a Laurel Valley logo. I need to add Neverwood to my collection here. You name the time and the place, I'll make it work.
Oh, we'll go. We got to go because I'm getting new clubs too, boys. Like, I'm not that good, but I think it's my clubs.
It's always the clubs. It's always the tools. It's never the carpenter. Don't let anyone tell you differently.
100. You got to look the part. I just can't tell my wife how much my clubs are.
Secret is safe here, TK. Yeah. Anytime you want to play, I'll be ready to go. We just can't tell Starkey because you don't want to see him on a golf course, Joe Starkey.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, it'll be fun. No, Neville, it's a great golf course, and I think I got to play at my home ground. I got to give myself an advantage. So
let's do it.
Let's go.
I'll answer the phone. Your people call my people. We can do it. Thanks, TK.
Are you putting money on this or no?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Just I don't have – I played in the NHL money, so we'll come to a nice, healthy agreement between the two parties.
I have to force something because I just can't play. I need to compete too. I need to play for money. But
done. We'll make it happen. TK, thanks, brother.
All right. Later.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.